all this, can you thank God that you're a member of this church? Some people are not thanking God. Can you thank God that you are a member of this church? I'm thanking God that I am a member, not that I am a pastor. Father, I thank you that I am a member of this church. Praise the Lord. Let me just give this announcement before I say something about a particular scripture. Please. Our national fast comes up this Saturday. And we all are going to be meeting here by 5 p.m. to pray for revival in the land. I don't have to tell you how much this land needed revival and in the world at large. All departments, remember that you have to come for prayers before the 5 p.m. prayer meeting. All departments in the church, HODs, I know you know. Praise see the Lord. As I listen to the department that I've come to, please, can you do something about the sound? As I listen to all the departments that have come up, and we know we have so many other departments, you know what I say to myself? Even look at what the worship team. Just this. You may not know how many hours of riaza and sacrifice that have gone into what they just did. Now just think about it. Now, so why are they doing what they are doing? Why do they have to wait and wait and riaza and riaza? So why do me after that team, so that department have to do what they are doing? Let me read the scripture to us. Please. Don't be in church and be a bench woman or seat woman, as the case might be. Don't be in church and not do anything. Let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I read.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I read.
Now, from verse 11.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, so that means that what all of us are doing, there is a foundation. So what we are doing in church, worship team, all the department, what we are doing, we are building. Remember, just as I would build my church. So what we are doing is we are co-laborers. So you cannot afford to be idle. Think about it. I wake up in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and everything I do is bought for myself. And everything I achieve, I have to leave anyway one day. Either I like it or not. I will turn my back to all the degrees, all the certificates, everything one day. And where I'm going, where I'm going to face, this is what everything will depend on. Now, verse 12. Now think about it. Even what you are doing, that is why in church, please don't come and offend people. Don't come. And please, when you're offended, please don't be offended. Human beings naturally will offend, yes or no? That's who we are. And please don't be offended. And say you are not serving God because somebody has offended you. Who called you? Now, if any man build upon this foundation, Look at the materials. Gold, silver, precious stones. Then, another three things. Wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work, one-on-one. Every man. So everybody should be working for God. And I mean every man. That's why in this church, if you notice, we've created a platform for everybody to fulfill their ministry. Everybody. There is freedom and liberty in God. You are not chained, you are not controlled, you are only encouraged. You can be offended and say, I'm not joining, I'm not doing again. Look at it. Every man. Every man's word shall make manifest, for the day shall declare it. I don't have to tell you the day they are talking about. Because it shall be revealed by what? By fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Look at me, I am married to my wife. Our work will be tried differently. It doesn't, it's not tried by marriage. It's not, so, as far as I'm concerned, my wife should not disturb me. I should not disturb her. On judgment day, there is no husband and wife. There is only me and me alone. Shebili ayin nubuati bade anyway. Verse 14. If any man's work abide, which he had built there upon the foundation, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. May you not suffer loss. My brother, my sister, I say, may you not suffer loss. No, you don't want to get to that place and say you have suffered a loss. All your effort, everything is done. All everything. For self-aggrandization, you are just doing it because people must see me. No, not in the church. But he himself shall be saved, yes, as by fire. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That's just a preamble. For you to understand the fact that no matter who you are 12, you are 13, you are 15, you are 16, you are in church. You just want the bed, you come, you go. You want the bed, you come, you go. All the place you see, somebody, the people have to sweep it. They have to clean the chair. There is opportunity for service. And somebody say, no, I just want to come and go. You come and go. You can't come and go. Somebody gave you life to live. And you must be a blessing to your generation. And a blessing in Christ. And everything starts from the church. We take the church out to the world. So we build ourselves, but we take it out. We come back, we refer, we build ourselves, we take it out. And we don't get offended. Because there will be opportunity for offense. I'm talking to somebody this morning. And that is not even my message. It just by the way, as the Holy Spirit had instructed me. Praise the Lord. Please, can you project a story? I want to read a short story for you this morning. In the 15th century in Europe, the whole continent was filled with despair. The continent of Europe. It was probably the most discouraging time in European history. In 1492, in Nuremberg Chronicles, a German wrote that the end has come. Can you imagine? That's what people that predict that the end has come. I said, you don't understand anything. In 1492, that was his own thinking. The end has come. 1492. We're in 2000 and what now? 2021. How many years? There was nothing left worth living for. At the close of his book, he left several blank pages on which he proposed that the reader feeling any discouraging events or situation that he had left out. An evangelist of what? Evangelist of what? Yes. So when you talk about Nigeria, what is going on? Some people have faced some things. It takes people with courage, people with capacity to stand and face situations. Next year, 1493, a young box sailor returned to a Portuguese port with a most exciting story. In the midst of this negative environment, Christopher Columbus. How many of you have heard Christopher Columbus before? Christopher Columbus came home saying, guys, there is a whole new world out there. Get your eyes off your problems. Read those pages out of your book. Christopher Columbus was not willing to let the environment of his day determine his dream. He refused to let the present problem order his future. So which report will you believe? Columbus, I think he was the one that discovered America. He was sailing on the sea. Too many places have not been discovered. He was sailing on the sea. This guy was thinking Europe. That was the only one they know. Like we are thinking now. Even look at us, the earth that we live in. Let me just paint a small picture for you. You know, there's what we call the galaxy. I don't want to take it too advanced. There's the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is where our own solar system is. So earth is part of our solar system and the sun. Check this out. We are a very small part of even our own solar system. Not to talk of the Milky Way galaxy, not to talk of the other galaxies. So much is happening and so much will still happen. So I want you to be encouraged. This morning, the title of my message is See, Say, and Act. See, say, and do what? And act. You know, I just get excited at the challenges that we are seeing because it's an opportunity. The Bible says, with me, endure through night and joy cometh in the morning. See, and do what? See, say, and do what? You got to do the three. Seeing is not enough. Sight and sound is not enough. You must push. Genesis chapter 13, I read from verse 14 to 18. You know, sometimes when I read the Bible, I try to get a picture of what is happening. I try to put some imagination because, you know, I paint. I'm an artist, I paint. I try to put the picture. What has happened? I like to imagine it. Verse 14. And the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him. I was asking, I said, okay, why did God say this after the Lord separated from him? I'm not going there this morning. But that's just a question. Relationship of Abraham and Lord, God does not destroy things or relationship. As you like it, Shakespeare. You can carry excess luggage or whatever. That's not God's business. You take your decision. It's not because God created everybody, including everybody. So why must he be telling you to get out of civil? Even if you walk with your enemy, God looks at you. You enjoy it. Maybe you can cope. So God is not going to say, get out, don't walk with him again. Don't let him be a friend. He said, do not be unequally with unbeliever. That's just a simple statement. Must have said everything up. You decode it. That's your job. Because he created you in his image. Lift up now thy eyes. Everybody say, lift up. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Lift up your eyes. Don't look down. You live in Nigeria, I know. And I understand you live in Nigeria. Because I know the end from the beginning. I know times. I know that you can be discouraged or you know that you are here. But I am saying to you, look up. I gave you eyes to see. And I gave you imagination to create. Look up. I have put the capacity in you to make things happen. But you got to look up. I don't care what you think is happening in your environment. Can you listen to me, my child, and look up? There's never a better time to live than now. I can tell you that. Because every problem has a solution. In God. That is why the Bible says, with men this is impossible. How do you dwell on impossibility as if God is not the creator of heaven and earth? You can't define God by moments. You can't define God by your situation. You can't define God by your circumstances. You can't even define God by your experience. He's Jehovah God. He's the Almighty. Define God by who God says He is. Look up! From the place wherein thou art not, what? Then the next one is what? Can I hear you please? Say it for me. The next one is what? The next one is what? Now, where is it that is? Where is not covered? Where is God not covered? He covered everywhere. Everywhere was covered. That's why it's never about the challenges or the problem. It's about what I do. It's about what I see. It's what I see. It's not about the problem, the magnitude of the problem or the challenges. I was listening to the State of the Union address of Joe Biden, the first one he did to the joint house a few days ago. He said, America, we can do this, we can do this. He said, look at you, America. In the 20th century, we did this, and we were leading the world. He said, now the world, they are catching up with us. We got to do this, and do this, and do this, and do this to lead the world in the 21st century. He said, I talked with President Xi of China. He said, she told me that your democracy is not working again. He said, the autocracy will be the one to lead in the 21st century. So, we are talking about clash of ideas in the world. So, you know what? I'm talking about President of the Nation. He said, we have to find cure for cancer. He said, remember, anything we set our heart to do, we do. What is not possible? The only thing that is not possible for man is one man choose to say that it's not possible. Vaccine for COVID. They put Operation Warp Speed. They put money into it. I think $2 billion. So the vaccine came out. I'm talking about what is possible. He said, with man, this is impossible. Some people have believed God, but you think they are not in church. They believe that anything is possible. They have the experience of possibility. That is why the experience you gather has a way to propel you. Brother Mona said, come to the Bible, so you don't understand. You gather it over time. You gather discouragement over time. You put it layer by layer by layer by layer by layer. That's where you stand on. He said, they that trust in the Lord shall be what? Shall be as Mount Zion. They can't be moved. The wind will come. The storm will blow. Everything will happen. He said, but they shall be standing. Ah, you will stand in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, I say you will stand in the name of Jesus. You have no business not standing. God.
They say we are going to fight for cancer. You better believe it, they will do it. I don't want to talk about cancer this morning. But cancer is doing it about cells. I don't want to talk about cancer. Let me leave that for them. For now. That's not my job.
Now. Verse 15. For all the lands which thou seest.
Please ask your neighbor, can you see?
Ask your neighbor, can you see?
He didn't say land without prayer too.
He didn't say land without fastest. He didn't say land without. He said first and foremost, you have to see. Please don't see problems.
You know what? There is a way we attract what we see. There's a force of attraction. When the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know what? You see, your heart attracts. There's an attraction to you. That is why, listen to me. I tell people, I say, what is my business in fighting people? Do I need prayers? No, you pray, fight me. Anything you like, do for me. I've moved on. Eh? You know why? Eh? The capacity for me to have that, I'll be dropping it by fighting. You are dropping, until you become somebody, they're asking you, where's your God? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Where's everybody? Yes, now. You know the songwriter said, go back, take my kuto, she yanu. Ayabere, hold on me down. Oh, ya, oh, my lady, tada, shuffle, oh, ya. Yeah. Hey, don't need me, go, what, dami, nari. Oh, la, my lady, you, baba. Hey, Momo, we pray to God a little. I am Bolura. But he will call the motto. Somebody, I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, God, that you serve is the Almighty. You can know God as God, the Creator, and you can know God as a Father. There are two different things that are. When you know God as a Father, there is a relationship that you build over time. Did you not see the prodigal son? He knew his father. He knew what his father would do. Even though he had issues and challenges, he left my father's house. In my father's house, how many servants have enough to eat and to do? In your father's house, servants have what to eat and to eat. And he came back and true to his conviction, the father rushed and do what on welcoming. Please tell somebody, don't judge anybody. Say, judgment is not your business. You're only being distracted by judging people. You are wasting resources and energy. You know what you do when you sing? Huh? You know what you want to sing? La 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 la. All these young people won't know it, but I know people like Robert here. I'm going to know the song. People softly themselves softly. Sing kills softly. You won't know the effect. It's like nothing is happening. You are full of wrath. You are full of anger. You are full of rage. You do anything. You know what? You never know. You know when you put a frog in a hot water, it's going to jump out. When you put the frog in cold water, and you put it on the hot stove, and it's the thing of the weather, we enjoy the thing of the weather. Because the thing was just coming gradually, 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 gradually. Sin is a killer. You don't want to play with it. Are you in church this morning? I can't hear. Are you in church this morning? Can you shout hallelujah to Jesus? Can you shout hallelujah to Jesus? I've not even begun the message.
I'm saying to you, my brother, my sister, there is so much in God that we have not discovered. Anybody, you are a youth, you are a young person, you are this, and then you try to reach exuberance. Which of you are exuberance? And then sometimes the youth, they don't want to do what? You must understand God. All the land that I said, to thee I will give it. Give it. And to who? Please read it. To thy what? To thy seed forever. Let me tell you, when you are gone, you understand, your effect is still going to be left behind. So that is why some of the things, sacrifice you pay, you are forgiving people, you are not doing this. When you are fighting people, you are creating problems for another generation. I am sorry. You are a problematic child of God. I'm not saying you are not child of God, but you are a child of God creating problems. Chef, you know, I go to church, you say my own life, Bono. You see it forever. You see it. The Bible says, I'm young. Now I'm what? What have I not seen? A righteous man forsaken. Now what? See, because if you don't want to be righteous for yourself, be righteous for your children. Before you act, understand that there can be an inheritance. Before you misbehave, know that everything is documented. The Lord, good Lord, we have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. Don't be a fornicator, don't be an adulterer. There are some things that please stop nonsense. It's seed forever. Seed forever. So you can inherit righteousness. You can inherit holiness. You can inherit, yes, it's seed forever. Seed. Now, has God not been truthful to his word? Look at the nation of Israel today. Go and read about them. Go and read about them. And see, you see, enemy otalo yiwoka. And you know what? Was it which war was for? 19 war to with all this country, I've forgotten. You know what? You can't. No, you can't. You can't deal with them. They are stunting. What's their population? They are less than 10 million. The whole of the country of Israel. Less than 10 million. No, you don't want to check out their economy, GDP. No, you don't want to check it. Same promise of God. So just imagine that Abraham was misbehaving. Just imagine. Just imagine that Abraham, can you imagine how many thousand years are we talking about now? We are talking about generation upon generation upon generation upon generation. You don't die when you go. There is a legacy that you leave behind. May we leave good legacies. May we leave righteous legacies in the name of Jesus. Today, when you get to anybody that you think you are, maybe you have offended, go and call them. I want to leave a righteous legacy. Don't disturb my life. Some people I can even beg, I can frustrate. I might be loser. There are some prayers you will not be praying for your children again. There are some prayer. You will not be praying some prayer again. Okay, when you want to pray and God is talking to you, what prayer do you pray? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Yes! It works. But I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So that if any man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Now, do you know what? Are we not the seed of Abraham? Huh? We are the seed of Abraham. Should we not do what Abraham did? The Bible says Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Do you know what? They live in a harder condition than we are living today. They live in a world with economy. There is even no economy. They were living in tents, in the desert. Look at you. See, you drove your car to church this morning. You dressed well. You came from a room, air conditioned car. You are listening to music. You are whistling. Yeah. Some of you, when they say, just too familiar with you, hey, you. Why am I going to put the shell in here? You want to put me in that day, mommy, check. That day, I'm going to joke. You are still doing that. You can see even enter Okada. In those days, they have to be walking, they have to be trekking. And you won't say, bomb. Can't you see that we live in a world of grace? Can't you see that we live in a world of affluence? Can't you see how much comfortable we are? What are you saying? And this man, he chose to obey God. Ah, we are too equipped though. No, we are too equipped. We are too blessed. You know what? We sent along who should refund. I've been told okay. God has blessed me. Like I said, I'm blessed already. Don't worry. So, what did you buy? You just bought a 200-story building. I said, fantastic. Let's go and open this thing. And I'm jumping up and down. You know why? I've been blessed. Why do you have to be jealous of me when I'm blessed? What are you talking about? Just won the contract of how many million? So what? I have been blessed. Can you see yourself the way God sees you this morning? So many of the things that is troubling us are a function of jealousy. Jealousy and envy. You know what? In my heart, they go somewhere. Yes. Ijailara koto boro. Anjuwa koshe wilejo. You know why? When you are jealous, you are angry at everything that the other party did. Let me tell you something. Even if you are jealous, because the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh the man rich and added no sorrow. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said hallelujah to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Please, everything that is plaguing us, we have to remove. Check your heart and your conscience. Why are you behaving? Why are you reacting? Why are you doing what you are doing? Something is there that you can't say, but God sees it. Okay, your inward, he has seen it. That's the reason why you are like, it's not good. She's not clinical. Nobody is clinical. Leave that one. Everybody, but you are something. You are jealous. You know, I have the medicine for jealousy. If you come to see my weapon, which is a brain correcting fluid, I have jealousy correcting fluid. I will help you. You don't have to be jealous of anybody. You know what? If you are jealous, you are very sick. Jealousy is like cancer. It will never make you happy. You will never feel the joy of the Lord. Can you imagine? You will just be jealous today, jealous tomorrow. I said, praise the Lord. Listen to me. God is faithful. God is kind. Please purge yourself. It's not true. What you say happening is not what is happening. What is happening in the inner of your being is jealousy. You are not happy. And Bible commands you to rejoice with those who rejoice. You, can you be my job?
I want your bless judge you.
Happy daddy. My name is your daughter, Kilo Shelle. Daddy, I said, daughter, Kilo Day. Daddy.
Come on, neighbor, daddy, let me talk to you.
Ah, Mona Tiri. So bad, better, soon, and they were. Oh, come on, baby, ready. Boom! Ah! If daddy doesn't have capacity, if you see what God is doing, see all of them that stay there. Hey, mom, what on she life? That is why if you don't have the capacity to receive something, they will be telling you small testimony. In this church, people talk about big testimony. You are going places in the name of Jesus. I say you are going places in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Drop all this nonsense thing. Don't let it down. What is driving you? What is moving you? What is making you act the way you are acting? Is this spirit of jealousy and jealousy and jealousy? Envy. I don't know who I'm envious of. I'm telling you the truth. You know why? I'm blessed. Abraham went for a word. They said, we'll give Abraham. No. Give to the men that followed me. Because already, what do you want to give me? Say to yourself, you are blessed. Say to somebody, you are blessed. Say to another one, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Can you put your hands to the beginning of me and Lord of all? Are you blessed this morning? Can you rise up this morning? I can't finish my message this morning, but I want you to rise up if you are blessed this morning. Worship team, can you join me to sing to a blessed people? I said put your hands together. I beg you now, Abba. Put your hands together. If the devil is not happy, let the devil go and be eating sugar. But there is the idea they have given Moses off. Put the sugar. You know what happened? Let me tell you something. You have no apology for being successful. See, Moses, you have no apology. Let me tell you the truth. I am not saying you are proud of, but some people naturally they have swag. You know some people. That's why, you know why the Bible says look up. What's the meaning of looking up? Okay, let's do the experiment. Someone that's looking down. What's he looking at? Aye is okay. What did Aye? Aye is very okay. Aye is very okay. People go where they say Daru. People keep on Daru, man. No go Daru. Don't assume that where you are is the whole of the Aye. Aye mi wanta. That was what Christopher Columbus saw. He explored to the high waters of life. Can you explore? Why sit you there? And you are thinking everything is there. Nothing is happening. Nothing. Who are you? What is your example? This is something. Because they are calling you senior citizen. You don't know you can see yourself. Senior citizen. What's your age? So don't sentence yourself to one age of somebody and you're behaving like an old man. No. You didn't know anything about Caleb. At what age? Keeping this mountain to possess. So why are you behaving as if you're an old man and somebody is calling you old man? I'm not old man. I'm a young man. At 80 or 85? Caleb said, give me the 85. Caleb said, give me this money. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your story in the name of Jesus. That is what I am talking about. The people that are looking up, you know the way they walk. They are looking up. They are walking like this. Yes. I trust you. They are walking. They are walking. Their head is just waiting now. Oh, shako. It is the nature of the children of the living God. Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? I said, praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? I said, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Jesu Pamela Rinko Sekumo. Jesu Pamela Rinko Sekumo. Oh, Jesu Pamela Rinko Sekumo. Yeah.
don't